In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. As the gradual pouring of water on a fire completely extinguishes the flame, so the tears of true mourning are able to quench every flame of anger and irritability. Therefore, we place this next in order. So says St. John Climacus in step 8. This illustrates some of the things that I love about the latter, why I read it every year. One is, what he's talking about is pretty far beyond me. I don't really know how to figure it out to do exactly what he's saying. But the other is, there's such great promise here. And there's such great hope that this could happen. Because the gradual pouring of water on a fire makes the fire go out gradually, not all at once. I remember it was my job, usually, after we did hamburgers at home by grilling, that I was to extinguish the charcoal. I liked to love to do that because you pour it on and it'd be all loud and hissy and everything. And it would take a long time to get all of the charcoal to be completely extinguished. And even after it was extinguished, the water was hot. So this illustration of the gradual pouring of water is what will be happening to us if we learn to have the tears of true mourning, whether the tears are actual physical tears or whether we mourn in a spiritual way about our sins. Now, we have to mourn about the right things. My experience as a pastor is we don't mourn about the right things. We're sorry about a lot of things that are not remotely spiritual. We mourn that we don't have a good job, that our situation's not so good at home, that different things are happening that we don't like or that inconvenience us. That's not mourning. That's self-centeredness. That's ego. That's pride. That's many other sins. But it's not mourning. We have to recognize what mourning is. How are you going to do that? When I came to Orthodoxy, I saw this treasure trove of how to think. I think that's the greatest gift the church has given me, is teaching me to think, teaching me what is true, what is not true, what is real, what is not real, what is important, what is not important. And of course, all of this is through the grace of God, through the holy mysteries, and through everything the church gives us. We have to reform the way we think. I learn it from the services. Services are full of mourning, but joyful mourning. The services are full of sorrow for our sins, but expectation of getting better. Another place I learned it is from the Psalms. The Psalms are full of mourning, sometimes even complaining. But even when David finishes a complaint, in the next breath, he's praising God. I've learned it from the Jesus Prayer. As poorly as I do it, it's made a huge change in my life. And I've learned it from reading the Gospel. I think for two main reasons as far as reading the Gospel. One is that the Gospel is about the God-man Jesus Christ, and he is present in what we read. He shines forth on every page, and we see him for who he is, or we begin to see him for who he is. And also that the Gospel talks about what is real and what is not real, and it helps me to slowly learn to discern what is real and not real, what is right and wrong, the good way to think, the bad way to think. That's why I read the Gospel, to teach my poor soul what is important and what is not important. There's a great promise in what St. John is telling us here. Gradually we pour the water on the flame, and we have extinguished from us every flame of anger and irritability. Now, I think that's well worth a little mourning for, isn't it? But there's a connection I want you to see. St. John sees it. I wouldn't necessarily see it, except he sees it, and I believe him. If you're angry and irritable, most of us would confess to irritability. It's because you don't mourn enough. Because really, you're not really that sorry for your sins. So we have to learn to mourn for our sins. And these things that I talked to you about, I think that they are very helpful to suggest to us how to learn to truly mourn for our sins. Now, you could look at what the world does and do the exact opposite, but that's not a very efficient way. It would be better to learn from the mind of the church about mourning.